The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the free radio.com app.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Very on brand for 2020. Something else to worry about. Now five Connecticut residents have been infected with flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh.
Yay.
One step closer to The Walking Dead.
For real. So four men and one woman have, they had pre-existing wounds of some kind. And it's not like they had, you know, gaping hatchet wounds.
Like a paper cut.
Are these wounds from zombie bites?
I don't believe so. I think you're, again, a little ahead of yourself. Two patients developed infections in their bloodstream, and three suffered serious wound infections. The infection is extremely rare. In the last 10 years, only seven cases reported in Connecticut. If you remember when we lived down in Houston, though, do you remember in Galveston there was something similar to this where people were swimming down off the coast of Galveston? And I mean, it's a little oily down there in that area, you know.
A little. The
water's a skosh brown.
Ew.
But yeah, there was a bunch of people that were getting this flesh-eating bacteria. And I remember I had some family coming to town. They're like, hey, should we go swimming down at the coast? I'm like, you know, I don't think so. Flesh-eating bacteria does. There's not many things that sound much worse than that.
I don't know, Dave. If we think about this for a second, though, could flesh-eating bacteria be nature's liposuction?
Oh.
No.
Because fat-eating.
It's fat, yeah. You would want that from your innards, and that's called a tapeworm.
I mean, if that organism wants to take a bite out of this booty, do it. You do you.
Gross.
It's 2020.
So we've had
you
a
know
flash?
That you couldn't give that thing an organism.
It's a microorganism, Dave!
It's hard sometimes.
some good news today as well. An 88-year-old man from Massachusetts has walked the circumference of the Earth, that is 24,900 miles, plans to finish the final mile October 3rd. To finish out the whole circumference. He's 88 years old. He said his doctor encouraged him to start walking in his mid-50s. He was dealing with diabetes at the time, heart problems, health issues. He said, you better walk. You better start walking tomorrow and start walking 3 miles a day. So I did. I mapped out the entire town since then. He has walked daily in rain or shine. And as you'd imagine, in Boston, there's some inclement weather that comes throughout the course of the year. He said he doesn't care. He's out there walking every single day. He said he's also picked up some trash and treasures along the way. He said he's made about $7,000 from discarded items he collects on his walk. He's also made some friends. He's been logging the total miles covered, and he said from mile 1 to 2,000 or 24,901, that's around the Earth at the equator, he said, and he has got his final miles coming up here October 3rd.
I mean, the only good news that you could find today is somebody's Fitbit progress.
Don't get mad, Mahoney.
It's a weird year, man. Leave me alone.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So this is just a little bit terrifying. Russia, they have a new Skyfall missile that is scary as hell.
It sounds like a James Bond movie.
It does. It does because it is. And yeah, it's able to fly around Earth for years and then launch a nuclear strike at any moment.
I feel like we're in this position.
So cool.
Between like the U.S. and Russia, we're like, well, you know what? My dad, he was an astronaut and has a yacht and can beat you up. I feel like that's what we're doing with our missiles now.
It seems like it, yeah.
A missile measuring contest that we are in now. It's gone from the Cold War to the It's Cold Outside War.
It's understood the missile will be able to fly around Earth for years, ready to launch at any moment. It's also understood the missile will be able to fly around for years. So it's not like they put it up there and then it lasts for 6 months and then they have to drop it down and put up a new one. They could just float around the Earth at any point and just drop a nuclear strike at a moment's notice.
Oh, I hate that.
Super. Nothing to worry about, though. Russia is to be trusted.
Oh, yeah, for sure, right?
Honestly, so maybe the pool is Cold War?
Oh, did you not get a big enough laugh on that?
I just didn't get it. I had to ask a question. I said, was it a Russia joke?
Oh.
Was it because it's cold outside?
She wasn't alive during the Cold War, man. Like, leave her alone.
I was bored.
The Cold War never ended, Dave.
Still. Nobody talks about it anymore. Volkswagen has backed a startup company that they say is going to be revolutionary when it comes to electric cars and the batteries on them. So,
it's a little company called Tesla. You may have heard of it.
No, so Tesla, right? One of the big knocks about Tesla is that sometimes it's hard to find one of the charging stations.
Yeah.
And it takes a while to charge your car, but most people just plug it in overnight. So most of the Tesla owners that I know, at least, are very happy with it because they're not just sort of traveling about. They have a routine and they know when to charge their car and where to do it.
I know one person ever who has been unhappy with their Tesla. And they are unhappy with everything.
Well, that makes sense then.
Do you own one?
Do I want one? No, I don't. I don't trust that electricity.
This company, it's called QuantumScape. It's backed by investors like some guy named William Gates, whoever that is.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Scott Bakula, and then I was going to be all in on this.
Worth $3.3 billion, but they say that they can take the solid-state battery that they use to charge and go from 0 to 80% in 15 minutes.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
That's a huge game changer.
They need to just get out of the car battery business and get in the phone battery business.
For real.
Like, phone battery lasts
to me,
fine.
That is way
your
better.
Your phone battery does?
Yeah.
You forgot your phone at home yesterday, and you show up every day with like 2%.
It's at 7%.
See,
today.
What is wrong with you?
You're
because it's lasted like 24 hours.
But what if it didn't last that last 7%? Like, plug it in. You don't plug
those
it
last
in
7% go the fastest, too.
Nah.
Like, I feel like after you get below 90.
Trust me, the last 7 seconds definitely go the fastest.
I feel like once you're below 90, it just immediately is just like, there's like you can hear like the oxygen being sucked out of the room. It's draining so fast. It's like.
Like Kirby?
What version do you have of the iPhone? What is that?
11.
That's an 11?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe that's because I'm broke and I'm still using a 10 over here.
Well, no, it's because I shattered my phone and then like Mahoney. Whenever his phone broke, he never got a new one. I did get a new one.
Ah, smart thing.
My phone still works.
Yeah, I know it still works, but
barely. You can see its innards.
Its guts are spilling out. It really is. It's very unhealthy. Looks like it's been in a battle in Braveheart.
It's merely just a wound. Just a flesh wound.
It's not, man. It's not getting better.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Congratulations to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show for making their way down to San Diego. Way to go. Morning Show.
Message deleted.
Had a little rhyme to it. It's kind of nice. We are so, so grateful to be on the air in San Diego. I mean, it is a market where Mahoney got his first big crack, really. I mean, it was, 12 years ago or whatever. You had an opportunity to start doing mornings for the very first time. And super excited to be in San Diego. So many friends that live in the area obviously love going down there as much as possible. Our studios are here in Las Vegas, and we've been a morning show in Las Vegas for many years. But San Diego, I mean, cannot wait to get down there and crack some cold beers with the fine folks of San Diego in the not-too-distant future whenever, you know, we're able to move around and do stuff again.
Yeah. When it's socially acceptable
to
do that. But we are proud, and I never thought I'd have a chance to broadcast in San Diego again because the company I worked for down there ran me out.
Yeah. Get out of here.
But we're back, man, and it's a big thing. So thank you guys if you're listening. This is day two. And I wouldn't say it gets better. But it sticks around.
It's easy.
Available.
You get used to the taste.
We're the morning show that you text at 2:30 a.m. going, you up?
And of course,
not the best, but we're available.
Yeah. We are. We will take an Uber over to your house and pay for our own back.
And make you breakfast in the morning. How about that?
Oh, no, we're not staying.
Oh, that's a...
No, they're not. They don't want us to stay, Dave.
You can reach the show at any time by calling or texting 833-YO-DUMMY. Also on social media, at Dave Mahoney. You can, like I said, give us a buzz, shoot us a text, leave us a voicemail, however you want to get in touch. We would love to hear from you guys. Even if it's a strong disdain for us early on, that's fine. We're down.
How can we better serve you? And if you say by not talking, okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, this is kind of random, but what would you do if I sprayed you in the face with a spray bottle right now?
Message deleted.
How big are you?
It is so funny that you say that because you know how like you have a little spray bottle for sometimes for plants or for a dog or a cat or whatever it is. I don't know why I have one of those in my house because I don't have a dog or a cat or anything like that or even a plant that you would spray with. But my 2-year-old daughter thinks it's hilarious to get sprayed in the face by that. She sees it and she's like, Dada. And I'll grab it and she'll just stand there and wait. And I'm like,
You're going mist, not.
Yeah, the mist, not the laser beam. Yeah.
Right in her eyeball.
Call CPS, you monster.
That's how she lost an eye.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, did you ever get into Dungeons & Dragons? Like, you've talked about how you were into RPGs, but you never mentioned it, or I've never heard you mention it. Isn't that the one that really started it all?
Message deleted.
Oh yeah, I mean back in the 70s, Dungeons and Dragons was like the precursor to like all the fantasy role playing games that we have. What are you talking about? See, this is what people
Mahoney gets so mad when somebody says that Dungeons and Dragons is nerdy.
No, but here's the thing. Like if the group that you have that you're playing that game with is like you are creating this whole fantasy world and you're around friends. You're not a nerd if you got a bunch
nerds
of friends.
Can have friends.
Sure they can. It's not like every nerd's in their basement alone.
Well, that's what you guys are implying that it is.
We're not implying anything.
No.
We're saying that you're sitting
nice
around with a couple of friends.
Rich and beautiful.
I'd say you're not kissing girls.
My guess is that there's no girls in the group. And you're creating a fantasy world together. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, that's basically what everyone does.
The worst.
It's not. I'm just saying that you can't even admit that's a little nerdy.
No, man, it's fun.
It's a little nerdy.
Like, what's more nerdy? Watching a fantasy world of the Kardashians who are pretending they're somebody else. They're definitely all wearing costumes. Come on.
Who's defending watching the Kardashians?
You?
No, I'm not. You're the $1 million listing guy over here.
Well, that's way different. That's real estate.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So it was what, just a few days ago we were talking about how Amazon was going to start hiring a whole bunch of people in the tech sector and they're going to pay them an average of $150,000 per year for those jobs. And now here's another report, Amazon saying it will add another 100,000 jobs in the U.S. and Canada. This is not like the super high paying, you know, executive and or tech jobs.
About $15 an hour though, right?
But I mean, the wages started $15 an hour. And in some cities, Amazon is actually giving bonuses up to $1,000 just to join the company. It says it will add 100 new operational buildings, including fulfillment centers, delivery stations, sorting sites. The company said last week it would hire 33,000 U.S. corporate and tech workers, the one that I was talking about. This is an additional $100,000 on top of that.
Wow.
Or 100,000 jobs.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's big, man. I mean, this is a time where
Mahoney doesn't like it at all.
Well,
don't think.
We get that
it's disdain.
That it's Jeff Bezos taking over the world. However, right now, jobs I'd say are needed.
Yeah,
so,
man. Okay,
more than
I'm happy with that. Just make sure that you're paying your people enough so that they can, you know, if they're working 40 hours a week, that they can afford a roof over their head.
Also, another novel concept. Maybe Amazon should pay some taxes.
Yeah.
That'd be a neat idea.
That would be nice as well.
Yeah. Because you can still have a company and pay taxes and pay people.
But I'll tell you this.
A living wage.
So I ordered some
stuff. And be a billionaire at the same time.
Yeah, same time.
I ordered some stuff for the show. I ordered some new disco lights.
Ooh.
Because, of course, we need
disco lights.
Well, they're like DJ lights.
Oh.
You know, to kind of help our video stream out.
Hey, big news. We're going to add you guys in San Diego. Mahoney's like, we need a disco.
Disco lights.
But I ordered
it's gonna
it.
Be a party.
I ordered it from a company that, you know, it's well known in the audio visual world.
Yep.
Instead of okay, I'll not go through Amazon.
Yep.
And it was the same price, and I could have got it literally the next day with Prime.
Oh.
And it's been a week and a half. And so I'm just like, oh, you're making this real.
So
you're making this real hard on me.
There's a reason why Amazon is Amazon. Because
no kidding.
The one thing that they do better than anyone else is convenience. Like, I'm in my bathroom, and I realize that I'm running low on Q-tips. And I can just tell my little Alexa to order me more Q-tips. And they're like, it's on the way next day.
You can tell your Alexa to do that?
Yep. You can just say order. And then they say, do you want me to order it down? Say, yep.
Oh,
and just shows right up.
So
what
you're a cool
robot. What happens when your daughter figures out how to order toys?
I'm going to have to buy a muzzle. Alexa, buy a muzzle.
Because Uncle Mahoney's going to teach her. How did Dave go bankrupt?
It's already annoying that she knows how to play songs on it, because it's always the same damn song from Trolls over and over and over again.
Oh, no.
Just sing? Oh, I could never hear that song again. It'd be just fine.
It's better than Frozen, right?
Let's put some of those Q-tips in your ears.
No, I actually like Frozen better. Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Do you?
So Delta is, I like that I have a hierarchy of crappy kids songs.
It's okay,
that I
yesterday,
like.
Yesterday, I told you the Trolls sucked. It's like, what? I'm a 28-year-old.
Thanks for your opinion. My 4-year-old likes it. So Delta is going to borrow $6.5 billion against the frequent flyer program. And obviously they are suffering just like every other airline is right now because of COVID-19. But they say that they're trying to avoid having to cut all these jobs. So United and American Airlines said earlier this summer they would use their frequent flyer programs to borrow $5 billion in loans. But then American said last month it plans to cut 19,000 jobs. In October, United said it'll cut 16,000. Delta's trying to avoid that. I like Delta, man. Maybe Delta's not perfect. Maybe there's stuff I don't know about them. But they're not the airline that is dragging people off planes. United got all that bad press for that. It seems like whenever there's some cause that's important, Delta tends to do the right thing. And they also look out for their employees.
Oh, yeah. They just bonused them not at the beginning of COVID, right?
Like so around before all the COVID stuff
huge
happened,
bonus,
yeah, it was a big bonus. So
I
like companies that do things that are good unnecessarily, not because they're being fined and then some money
for
goes back to people. Exactly.
I don't know. I don't have enough money to fly Delta. I'm always on more Southwest.
Yeah, Frontier. Really,
it doesn't sound that big of a difference.
I feel like there is a big difference.
No, I mean, if you fly first class, sure, it's more expensive.
Well, I mean, if I know first class is up there, you know.
Oh, that's the thing. If you just get on Southwest, you're like, there is no first class.
I don't feel,
That's right. I don't have to walk past all of the rich people on my way to my plebeian seat.
Yeah, there's no shame. There's no walk of shame. Or when I fly Spirit Airlines, that big front seat, baby. Got my name right on it.
You upgraded the big front seat on
Spirit. Yes, I do, and it's glorious.
Uh-huh.
Just be prepared that there may be some delays. But outside of that, the entire other experience on it is pretty damn good.
And the plane only does have one engine. But otherwise, everything is fine.
No, that's Allegiant.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
You ever have that friend that just decides that they're going to become an inspirational speaker? You're like, you don't have any training for this. You didn't even go to like a Tony Robbins seminar. Prep yourself. Like, how are you all of a sudden?
I went to a Hampton Inn, Dave.
Stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night?
No,
a Hampton Inn. Okay, yeah. The thing is that sometimes that person will just pop up out of nowhere, right? Like the person that you have no idea who they are. Other times they're like a good friend that you've known for years that's just been getting drunk and skeezing it up. And then all of a sudden they just decide they're making a change in their life. And within 1 week, they have it all figured out and they're going to tell you how to start living.
Well, there's something about that power of projection. Mm-hmm. And if you were going to get online and you were going to project all of these positive motivational feelings, maybe it'll come back to you at some point. And I think that's what we are going to showcase today, some of these fine folk.
These are people that maybe shouldn't be offering advice, but they are anyhow. These are wise words from the web.
Tough time never lasts. Only tough people last.
You know, I'm not so sure it's wise you're trying to do this.
I've been in the gym for about 2 hours now. What y'all been doing? Y'all still sleeping? I know you are. Check it out, man. Earth, what up, baby? Wake up. Tip, wake up. If y'all my peoples, wake the hell up. I know a lot of y'all ain't my friends. I don't give a f-. But it's what it is. I'm trying to put a work in, but I'm turning up, baby.
Let me tell you something. You are appreciated. You are you are strong, and you are up next. Period. You feel me? I know with social media and with this generation alone, it's hard not to be down on yourself, especially when you see others doing this and doing that. You feel me? But guess what? Say this with me right now. I will not compare myself to others. I will not think about giving up. I will not doubt myself. I will not think less of myself. And I will not allow my focus to be altered by what somebody else is doing because you're on your own pace. Take your time.
Oh, no.
Hi, Botemi, listen to this. If you don't like where you are, move. You are not a tree. You are not a tree. I repeat. If you don't like where you are currently, it might be in a relationship. It might be at work. It might be in the friendship. It might be in the situation or background. If you don't like where you are, move. You are not a tree. If there's no way, if there's no way, great one. Some power there.
It doesn't get any better than that, I don't think.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
A naked Gainesville man was arrested at a Dollar General because I don't know about you guys, but when I get naked, I think I want to go to a Dollar General.
Absolutely.
This guy, 39 years old, his name is Aaron William Nagel. He was charged with a number of things, but it was loitering, which is the major charge against him. Says two female employees at a Dollar General said they called police about 9:30 p.m. the other night because there was a guy lurking inside and outside the store and staring at them in a way that made them uncomfortable.
Ugh.
When deputies arrived, they say they found him naked in an employees-only room. Of course, Nagel told the cops that the only reason he was there is because the employees at the store offered to have relations with him, to which they said, no, we didn't.
Sounds suspicious.
Upon his arrest, deputies say that Nagel told them he was going to expose himself to the employees. He has also said that methamphetamine was fueling the exposure, according to reports. Don't do drugs, kids. He was taken to jail as a result.
Is it? It's the meth that leads to the lack of clothes, right?
It makes you hot, right? It warms your body.
But obviously, in a couple, it makes you hot in a couple different ways. Yeah. I mean, who hasn't? You know, I mean, I don't know about you, but the last time I was in a Dollar General store, I was not feeling particularly amorous. But a little meth.
Man, I love the dollar store. Don't be a hater.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I don't feel like that's a place where I would want to make sweet love.
Maybe if I was in like the soaps aisle or the detergents aisle.
The soap
or the spatula aisle.
Don't do it in the soap aisle, please. Oh,
okay. I don't know. I don't trust those soaps.
What? Who doesn't trust soap?
From the Dollar General, like Dollar Soap, like I'm going big. I'm buying a name brand soap. Give me some good old fashioned.
They sell that there.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Tresemme? Get some they don't sell Tresemme at the dollar store.
You can get some
good
Dawn
stuff.
Is Tresemme soap or is that shampoo? I thought that was shampoo.
Well, either way.
All right.
Same.
I like
Irish. If you're a
Springs.
Guy. Yeah.
Irish Springs. States. That's right. Yeah, that's a throwback right
five
there.
Five in one.
Because it just feels so natural rubbing a green bar all over your body. Like, oh, yeah, this has got to be getting me clean.
So, let's stick in Florida here. Gabriel Wise was placed in handcuffs, hands behind his back, after the sheriff's office deputies arrested him on Sunday morning. He decided it was a good idea to make a run for it. Unfortunately for him, his pants quickly fell down around his legs, causing him to trip to the ground, where deputies were quickly able to apprehend him. He also was found to have had methamphetamine and pills on him. Don't do drugs, kids.
I mean, it's so close. So, I mean, Florida just repealed a law earlier this week of the sagging pants. Maybe mm-hmm. if that law was still on the books, he could have got away, Dave.
Mm. Mom of the Year candidate here, a 12-year-old boy from Warren, Ohio, told police that his mom left him home alone all day with his younger siblings while pursuing her rap career. Police say they went to the home at about 1 a.m. Thursday, 1 a.m., where the child actually had gone to the neighbor's house to get help. Officers talked to the child, said that his mom left about 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday. The boy said he called his mom to come back to the house, but she yelled at him and hung up because she was busy furthering her career as a hip-hop star.
Ian, tell me we have her mixtape.
No, unfortunately.
Unfortunately not released yet.
Oh,
yes.
Dang.
I don't think she's even been in a booth, to be honest with you. I think she just goes to playgrounds and tries to freestyle.
The oldest child told police his mom often leaves for up to 24 hours at a time, so he cooks meals and makes sure the rest of the kids complete their online school, according to the police report. This would be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Yeah, I mean, there are so, like, you're just leaving your kids home alone. Like, because when we were, I don't know about you, but, like, I was kind of a latchkey kid growing up, but, like, I would say middle school, my parents started letting me stay home alone for a couple hours at a time.
A couple of hours is different than... I mean, this kid told the police.
I'd go play with the gun in the house.
Yeah,
I would drink the tequila. You know, I mean, it was fine.
Everything
worked out great.
Strangers
it was
in.
The 90s. It was a different time.
Oh.
That would be funny.
Let a homeless person into my house once when I was a child.
What? Whoa. Story?
I mean, that's it. A homeless person came knocking on a door. And they were like, hey, no, my mom was upstairs like taking a shower.
Oh, no.
Even better. Cool. No.
Yeah, came in and she came downstairs. I was like 5.
Ah, boy.
And he was like, hey, y'all got any something? I don't know. And I just let him in the door. And my mom came downstairs and she was like, who are you, sir? And I had to get him out of the house.
And then he was like, all right, see you later.
Yeah, he just left.
I would say, as far as that story, the
could
possibilities.
Could have gone worse.
Yeah.
Retro.
And a final one here. This guy, also naked.
But did your mom come down in like a towel or something? I mean, because I feel like...
All right, relax, Mahoney.
Yeah. It was very...
I feel like that's like a scene from
90s.
A movie. It's like this guy walks up. He's like, hello, I'm without a home. It appears you have one. And you also have a towel. And she goes, not anymore.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you all talk about how you've liked radio your entire lives, but did you guys ever make calls to any stations? I can see Mahoney or Ian prank calling random stations just for the hell of it.
Message deleted.
I used to sit there when they would do the 10 o'clock
Like Countdown?
No, like the cage match or whatever they called it, where it was like the two songs that would square off against each other.
Yeah.
And I'd sit there and vote. And I remember they used to record the callers, and I'd sit there and wait to see if they would play me back on the radio.
Oh.
I was such a fanboy, man.
Oh,
such a fanboy.
I didn't call a whole lot when I got older, but when I was a kid, I would call a local radio station in St. Louis and request Wipeout. Like on constant to like always requesting Wipeout because I think they played it for me one time. So I would call it like every other day.
Did you just rollerblade or something? Why were you wanting to hear the song on repeat?
No, it was a surfing song.
That's we always listened to it at the roller rink.
Really?
Are you thinking of the same? Ooh, Wipeout.
Yeah. She grew up in Alabama. She wasn't over near the ocean. She was surfing.
Yeah, well, I mean, Alabama's a lot
surfing
closer.
The rink.
Alabama's a lot closer to the ocean than Missouri is.
Yeah,
fair.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But, I mean, is there good surfing off of the coast of Mobile?
No, you don't want to get in that water. It's icky.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's some dirty water.
Yeah, bro.
Sick.
Ian, what about you, man? Were you a fanboy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I used to call Mancal Muller all the time when I was younger.
Really?
Never got on, but when I moved to Wisconsin for a short stint, I used to call Big Al, who was doing a small show out there, because he would always play his acoustic guitar, and you had to guess what song. But I would always call in and say it was Chuck Mangione, a trumpeter, and he got so mad at me that he stopped answering my calls. I was just bored delivering pizzas. I was like, I'll call Big Al.
Chuck Mangione did a ton of the Peanuts stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
What is Big Al up to now? He used to do a local morning show somewhere in Wisconsin.
Yep, in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
In Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, and he used to just play his guitar, and you had to guess what song it was?
Call in and
that
guess
sounds awesome.
That is so cool.
I would totally listen to that.
I think he's bartending now.
Is he?
Know.
What's
I
up, Big
so.
Al? You're
we
out there,
get him
man.
On retainer?
Hell yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just wanted to let you know what I saw while I was at the lake the other day. There was a guy there who was obviously burned from the day or two before, and then the guy looked like a snake shedding its skin. Hands down, the scariest person I've ever seen.
Message deleted.
Man, if you are sunburned, what in the hell are you doing back out in the sun?
That's bad.
Is it like day drinking, like where you a little bit of hair of the dog and you get right back into it?
No, man. Last year, my brother got married in Turks and Caicos, and the sun there is weird where it doesn't feel that hot, but it is hot as hell.
You go inside and you see that you're burnt.
Burnt to a crisp. And so the first day, we were just sort of hanging out casually by the pool, and I got so burnt. The next day, we had this big thing planned where we were going jet skiing. I was like the fat guy at the pool. I wore a t-shirt the entire time because I was like, oh, man, this skin cannot take another single ray of sun right now.
I feel like we all get that one as an adult. Like as kids, we get burned all the time and didn't really, you know, I don't know. It didn't really bother me too much. But like as an adult,
you get that one burn.
And then like, I slathering up with SPF 75 on there. I got burned. You were there, Dave. We were on a Disney cruise.
Yeah.
And I may have been overserved.
Couple of drinks.
Couple little the rum.
Bevy or two.
The rum drinks that they were serving at the island were.
It turns out that not that many people drink on a Disney cruise. And so when the bartenders run into the fun guys like Dave and Mahoney that are like, give us a double. They're like, okay. And it was more than a double, I think. It was a double-double.
So we were out.
I like
it was like a quadruple-quadruple.
Yeah.
Something like that. So when we finally made it back to the hotel room, I had not put on sunscreen in like 5 hours, and I was the shade of a lobster.
Were
and
you burnt on your face?
I was burnt everywhere, and I passed out, and then my wife was so angry
at me.
She
was very impressed with you that day.
She was not. That's probably the most angry she's ever been at me.
Yeah.
Why, because you were drunk or because you were sunburned?
Well, drunk, sunburned, and belligerent.
Yeah.
It's okay, baby.
So she took so much joy.
Really bad Mahoney impression.
That was pretty good.
She took so much joy in putting the aloe on me because
it hurt so bad.
Did she slap it on there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would have done the same.
That's her new love language.
But then, the best part would have been peeling you later.
That's gross.
You're
so weird.
Nasty.
I like it.
That voicemail about the guy looking like a lizard, Audrey starts going,
I did.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Would any of you date yourself? Like, seriously dating, not just like a casual hookup?
Message deleted.
I mean, I kind of casually hook up with myself all the time.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Mercedes-Benz has just been fined $1.5 billion.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money. Now, why would they get fined $1.5 billion? Because they were cheating on emissions. Look, here's the thing. Whether you believe
Does Uncle Becky or Aunt Becky?
Uncle Becky.
Aunt Becky also own Mercedes-Benz? Did she try to get emissions, Mercedes-Benz in the USC?
Admissions, yeah. So,
oh, wait, there's a difference?
There's a difference, yeah. Oh. So one's going out, the other's going in. In this case, $1.5 billion to the U.S. government and California state regulators to resolve allegations they cheated on emissions tests. I mean, here's the thing, man, is that California is on fire. There's another, you know, huge storm barreling towards Louisiana. There's, you know, record temperatures, droughts all over the place. Just the other day, they were talking about how a huge chunk of the glaciers were finally breaking free. And you're like this, all this stuff is kind of bad. I know that you're trying to sell cars, kind Mercedes-Benz, but why don't we cool it on trying to cheat the emissions?
Doesn't Volkswagen own Mercedes, or Mercedes owns Volkswagen?
No,
and if
both,
so,
they're both just German.
Oh, okay, yeah. They're both
Daimler
German.
Daimler Chrysler owns Mercedes.
Okay, well,
Daimler,
I mean, I feel like Volkswagen did this not too long ago. That's why I asked, yeah. And they got in major, massive, huge trouble over this. So,
I don't like that they keep trying
that
to cheat.
People haven't learned their lesson. Yeah,
and they're like, oh, whoops, we got caught. I guess we'll just pay the $1.5 billion. Like, how many cars do you have to sell to make up for the $1.5 billion?
Recalled, or how does that work?
They have to fix 85% of them. It says in the next couple of years. So basically, they have to go back and retroactively fix them. But the idea that they're sitting in a boardroom somewhere making the conscious decision to cheat on this stuff just seems so antiquated to me.
Oh, it doesn't seem shocking, though. Like, I feel like there's billionaires trying to cut corners everywhere. We're just now, they're just
getting
having their light shine.
Yeah. Yeah. So Taco Bell is now selling its own custom wine, and we actually got a text about this. You can text us anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY. Call that number whatever you'd like, but somebody said, screw Taco Bell. They say, let's make some wine and get rid of all the good menu items. Good riddance. I'm going to go to Taco Shack.
Oh, what?
But Taco Bell is now rolling out its own custom wine. It's jalapeno noir to be paired with its toasted cheesy chalupa.
I'm into this. I love a good, like, spicy alcoholic beverage. Like, I love a pepper beer.
Ooh.
Like, so really? I'm interested in a jalapeno noir.
From Taco Bell, though?
I ate their tacos.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, I'd probably drink way worse.
You act like a chalupa's not a delicious delicacy.
It's not cheap. I mean, it's $25 in Canada and $19 in the U.S., which is way more than you'd spend for a bottle of Pinot Noir if you went into the gas station.
You go to Trader Joe's, yeah.
Why aren't they selling the alcoholic Baja Blast like they do like on the Strip?
I mean, if you want to crank up your sales, pour a liter of Everclear into the Baja Blast and start slinging that stuff.
Done,
let's go.
Son. Yes.
I'm going to say this. This may be controversial.
A freezy?
I don't miss the Mexican pizza.
That is controversial because that was good.
I know a lot of people love it, but I thought it was garbage.
Yeah, did you like it in school?
Never had it.
I loved school Mexican pizza. That was nothing like the Mexican pizza we got from Taco Bell.
So you would have preferred it to be less quality but better tasting.
No, the quality of my Mexican pizza at my school was top notch.
Cut in a square, right?
No, in a circle.
Oh, yeah.
It was an octagon.
See, I grew up in Minnesota. We didn't have, I guess, Mexican. We just had pizza day, and it was always in a square.
That was the normal reg. Pizza day.
Yeah, were you at a separate Mexican pizza day?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. 2 pizza days a week.
So bougie.
We had that too.
Mexican pizza day. Multiple pizzas over here. Ian and I were like only white people in Minnesota.
Scrounging for pennies.
Yeah. I only got to choose one day a week to have school lunch. Because, I mean, I grew up poor family, 6 kids, not a lot of money, but every week they'd have the little calendar with all the different food items and you got to circle the day, but only one day a week. Otherwise, it was
chicken nugget day that you would choose?
No, it was pizza day.
Oh.
Pizza day.
Square
was the
pizza
best.
Day. Yeah, it's the best.
Chicken nugget day with mashed potatoes and gravy.
And it's always on a Friday is pizza day. So yeah, it's something to look forward to at the end of the week.
No. There's better days.
I would disagree. Also, pizza day was the
can
best.
We talk
day.
About the school lunches when we were growing up. It's like chicken nuggets, mashed potatoes with gravy.
Fire.
Yeah, and then some sort of dessert on the side. You're like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like that's usually what I eat every day of my life right now.
And you see what we become?
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
No! Why did you do that? Why? Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
These are all real reviews that you are about to hear, and they are left exclusively by women named Karen. We also have one left by a guy, and his name is Darren.
Because being a Karen is not about a name.
It's about an attitude.
Yes.
A feeling. It's not a lifestyle.
A gender. It's not a sexuality. It's not a religion. It's you.
It's you, Karen. In this case, these are all reviews of establishments that have good ratings and quite the assortment, Ian, that you have found today. I mean, very nice mix.
Karens, they do not discriminate when it comes to their reviews, especially their bad reviews.
So, again, the Karen Chronicles can be a wide swath of things that really perturb the Karen. And in this case, let's start with the Family Market in Astoria, New York. 4 out of 5 stars. Demetrius S. said 5 out of 5. The employees, polite, efficient. It's a small place, but packed with a surprising variety of items recommended. Cindy C. said 5 out of 5. This place has everything you could possibly look for, whether it's fresh produce, cooked meals, beauty products, frozen food, candies, chips, and cute stuff. Karen R. said 1 out of 5 stars. Benny is employed by this so-called family-owned restaurant and has been the assistant manager for quite some time. I would like to inquire as to what the store policy is regarding relationships in the workplace involving other people in a position of power betting their subordinates. It's hard to believe there is no strict code of conduct. The other managers must know what's happening between Benny and Amber. Market is partially responsible for the breakup of Benny's marriage and family. To make matters worse, the other two managers were at his wedding. Market is not a family market. It's more like a men's club.
This is
definitely his ex-wife, right?
But absolutely.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I mean, how's the produce, though?
Yeah, like, is it fresh?
Of all of that, I guess that's a fair question.
She didn't touch on that. I'm confused, too. I want to know how their produce is.
On to the second one. This is Rock Creek Seafood and Spirits in Seattle, Washington. I've actually been here, and this place really is quite great. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Savannah S. said 5 out of 5. Big fan of Rock Creek. They have amazing drinks and a great bar. Did not disappoint in my visit. In the COVID era, servers wearing masks, and they were did short and infrequent stops by to ensure social distancing, which I appreciate. Allie A. said 5 out of 5. We are serial foodies and have been some pretty amazing meals during our outings and travels. So trust me when I tell you this is a bucket list must-eat stop.
Are they serial foodies? Like they love like Captain Crunch? Like,
correct,
like
yes,
artisan?
Yes, thank you.
I need the artisan
you.
Fruit Loops, please.
Gina, who's not impressed with this place?
Who's that?
Karen Y. 1 out of 5 stars. I don't know how many people could be this stupid in 2020. It is offensive to stick chopsticks in the middle of your bowl unless it's your effing funeral. It is the number one taboo in Asian cultures. Don't do it. Change the presentation of your effing calamari dish. Go back to school and get some effing education. Rather than correct their ignorance, the owner reported my original review because it didn't explain my personal experience. Well, here's my experience. This place sucks.
A lot of passion.
Ian, did we actually look up and see if that is actually true in Asian cultures?
In Asian cultures, in funerals, they will actually put a bowl of rice and chopsticks right in the middle there as a sign of respect for the person.
Okay.
But not calamari.
See.
Not the calamari.
What if I love calamari and that's what I want at my funeral?
Exactly.
The calamari dish with chopsticks.
Just squeeze a lemon all over me as I'm as I'm laying there.
This one is from Sushi Pirate in La Crosse, Wisconsin. 4 out of 5 stars. Desmond B. said 5 out of 5. Food here was great. Wife and I enjoyed it. The waiter was attentive, expedient, and helpful. Patty L. said 5 out of 5. Love Sushi Pirate. My family of 5 has been coming here at least multiple times a year since they opened, sometimes with bigger groups, and we've never been let down. Karen F. 1 out of 5 stars. Why, oh why, Sushi Pirate? Underwear hanging on a hanger in the restaurant before you go into the restroom? This is the second time I've gone. Trying to give you a second chance. And here's what she tried to say. Trying to give you a second chance from the disappointing first experience I said. She said, trying to give you a second chance from the disappointing first experience I had.
She was so frazzled she just couldn't even type the words out.
I don't care if it's a funny decoration and not actual underwear. The underwear, visual, sealed the deal. Sushi Pirate, I tried. This is gross. It has to be breaking the code. Just nasty. I tried. Never again. And finally.
Whew. Can we just talk about the culture combination of sushi and pirates? I am all in on that.
For sure. Shiver me.
And they have underwear hanging by the bathroom,
yeah,
too.
Man, that sounds great.
All right.
All right. The final one is probably the strangest one of them all because it's Will County Courthouse in Joliet, Illinois. And this is a courthouse that has 4 out of 5 stars.
It's really well reviewed.
Yeah. Katie O. said 5 out of 5 stars. Who leaves a Yelp review for a courthouse? I do. I actually love this place. Daniel K. said 5 out of 5 stars. I actually really enjoy coming here. May not be often, but when I do, it's very helpful. And I always leave feeling accomplished. Darren C. said 1 out of 5 stars. Really bad service, bro. I mean really bad. They charge $260 for a speeding ticket when it seems like everything else they only charge $200? I wasn't even guilty. Just take my damn money. I think they charge so much because I need a courthouse. This one is janky and old. I believe they're planning on building a new one right next to it. Next time I get pulled over by a cop and he asks, do you know why I stopped you? I'll be like, yeah, you need money to finish your crappy new courthouse. F this place and these people, bro.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So, like you said, Mahoney, love and hate this story so very much. Somebody threw a puppy off of a bridge near the Florida-Georgia line.
Why would a monster do something like that when
filled
all you
rage
have
right
to
now.
All you have to do is just drop it off at a shelter?
Shelter,
right?
Yeah, man.
If you are the sort of person that does that, death penalty.
Yeah, like if you are abusing a innocent puppy,
a puppy.
Like
the sweetest thing, the sweetest creature that's ever
been. There's nothing more pure than
puppies, kittens, anything that's
a puppy. Yes.
Whatever you do to said puppy should happen to you.
Yep.
Only we should tie bricks onto your feet. So anyway, shelter workers are looking for the person who threw it off the bridge. And the only reason this puppy survived is because some hero, literal hero, saw this poor little puppy basically drowning in the river. Jumped into the river themselves to save it and did.
I love this guy so much.
So animal services and police are still looking to track down the man who saved the puppy as well, because he wasn't looking for any notoriety, just wanted to save this sweet little puppy's life.
But he did.
Man, thank goodness there is good counteract the
evil.
I
love that there's good out there, but I hate that the evil is there that has to be counteracted. But you are a special type of awful to be able to do that. And please find that guy who saved that puppy and let's send him all of the monies on the internet.
Right, a GoFundMe for potty pads, the
and
cage.
You know what?
Whatever.
I guarantee you, let's say they do find this guy and something gets set up like that, he's going to donate that money back. He ain't taking
probably.
If you're the type of person to jump into a river to save a dog, you're not taking that money.
So Pringles is testing out a new can, at least in the UK. For years, the tall tube has been at the top of the list for the worst offenders when it comes to being able to be recycled. In 2017, a recycling trade group in the UK deemed the can the number one recycling villain. Now Kellogg's, which owns Pringles, is trying to design a new one. And I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I understand, again, that it's important to focus on things that are better for the environment, and I'm down for that. I just, this feels like a lot.
Nope.
It's a lot.
The only thing that I actually kind of liked whenever they were making a change with the Pringles can was the one that actually you would twist it on the bottom and the can, the Pringles would go up.
Yeah, like a,
it didn't
like
work.
Like a deodorant bar.
It didn't work for very long.
I don't even remember that, really.
Yeah, yeah, it was a brief moment in time.
But that was the only can change I would have been okay with.
Yeah, so they say they have a new design as part of the company's goal to make all packaging 100% reusable, recyclable, or compostable by the end of 2025. The company said it will collect consumer data and feedback on the new packaging, and if successful, the design could be expanded across Europe and then make its way around the world.
So one of my biggest complaints as a fat guy with a large, you know, ham hock hand is I can't, like, when it gets down there and you try to, like, you, like, make your hand basically like a little snake.
Yeah, like a cobra.
To, like, get it down in there to grab those last chips, because you can't turn it upside down because there's all the crumbs, and they're going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's a very delicate balance.
You have to find the exact right time to just mouth it, you know, and just get shovel it all in there, because it can't be too many, because then all of a sudden you got to.
So wait, you don't
too many
like,
Pringles in the mouth.
You just hold the can the entire time. You don't like set out a certain amount that you're going to eat. You just like have the can with you at all times.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, always out of the can.
Yeah, it's always.
Oh
no!
And then you have to master the tilt so you get exactly the number of chips. Like if you can slide the Pringles down and like grab the five that you want and then slide the rest back, like it's kind of
oh
like a sharpshooter. You know, it's impressive.
Got a holster for those Pringles.
That's right. So a postcard stamped in 1920 got delivered 100 years later. This is in Belding, Michigan. A woman said that she just got a postcard on Tuesday that was postmarked from 100 years ago. She walked to her mail on Tuesday, had no idea what she was about to find. It was an old Halloween postcard that was probably lost in the mail. The fact that it showed up 100 years later just seems bad, doesn't it? It just seems like there'd be a lot of stuff on there that's not appropriate 100 years later. Like, "Dear Charles, my stupid wife thinks she's going to vote one day, LOL."
Oh, my.
No, man. I swear, like, those back in the day, those love letters back in the day that were all, they're saying, "Your eyes twinkle like the stars in the sky, and your lips." I can't think of anything.
Dear Melissa.
Come on.
But
I hope a homeless man walks into your house today and asks you to slowly remove your towel.
This is not what you would put on a 100-year-old.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh.
You write, basically, all those old, like, letters that had, like, 14 pages of, like, "Oh, your arms remind me of a beautiful gazelle out on the Serengeti."
A gazelle.
Yeah, it was basically the...
You'd be terrible.
You're the worst.
It was the
1800s.
You're bad.
It was like the 100-year version of "You Up." That's what all those were.
And you would never have anybody come over to your house because you can't even think of anything to compare somebody's skin to her arms.
Yeah,
you just said somebody's got some lanky arms like a gazelle.
A love letter right now. Go.
"You up?"
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So what is the lie that you've told to a potential mate, somebody of the opposite sex or somebody of the same sex, somebody that you were interested in, that you were trying to hook up with, that maybe was a total lie or perhaps just a little bit of a fib? Audrey, you actually posted about this on Twitter yesterday. We asked this question and you quote tweeted it and you said that you, have you actually done this before?
Yeah.
Where you said that you're interested in somebody, but really you're just interested
in the free meal.
In the free meal.
So it's more just like not interested in you, like interested in going, "Oh, let's try out this date." And it's like you could be not really vibing like through the text or whatever. And you're just like, "Oh, well, let's try it out." But the trying it out is always just, at least I'll get a free meal out of it kind of thing.
Do you, when you go out to these free meals, do you order the most expensive thing?
No,
you're not that person?
No.
No, you're not going into the, I mean, like.
I've never been that person. I'm not ordering like the lobster.
You're not going into the date thinking that like, "Oh, this is just for the meal." You're going into it, and then if the date sucks, you're thinking,
"At least I have a free meal."
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's completely different than, you know, going, "I'm only going out with you for a free meal."
For a free meal. No, I mean, I've been pretty broke, but I've not been that broke before. But I feel like the more egregious one of that is I've actually lied and said that I didn't know someone's, like, friend.
What do you mean?
Like, and I knew their friend.
Yeah. I mean, like,
playing dumb, like, "Oh, no, but I'd like to get to know them," you know?
No, that, like, I've, like, knew their friend.
Oh, like. Like new biblically? Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh.
Like shacked.
But why would they ask that to begin with? I don't know, man. That seems like I would never, like, I don't know. Like, I'm on a date. I'm not asking about stuff like that.
Mandy said, "I neglected to mention that I was still technically married."
Ah, whatever.
I mean, it depends on what level you are. If you're,
if
you're technically married and you're still living in the house with your husband and your three kids, that's different than like you guys have been separated for six months and you don't want to.
Hasn't gone through.
Yeah. Are you guys like the type to drop the bad news on the first date?
What kind of bad news?
Like if you're still connected to somebody, if you're still in a relationship. If your house is getting foreclosed on, you know, if you have seven kids and you don't really want to bring it up, or do you wait till like the person gets committed a little bit?
You go commitment because then they feel worse about leaving.
You're trapping them at that point.
But you're not sitting there talking about. Okay, so I guess we're talking about older versions of us, right? Like if I were to do that right now, like if I were like in the middle of a divorce, But I feel like you're already texting about that before you even decide to go on a first date.
True.
You know,
I think I mean.
You're not like just dropping bombs like the first.
But
second
maybe
you
not, you know,
meet
because I don't know. Like I said, I'm not big on the online dating. I haven't had to do that in a long time, so I don't know if that would be appropriate to be like, "Well, I'm technically still married, but the divorce is, you know,
well,
in
no,
the
I,
works."
Yeah, I feel like that wouldn't even be a conversation that you would need to have. Like I'm in the middle of a divorce, or if I'm still technically with someone, but we're not living together,
like
you can hang on to that info.
If you have kids, you got to be upfront with that.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah, then the kids are involved. Travis said, "All right, if we're being honest, I have a whole other profile on the internet. It's not my real name or my real age."
No.
He's like, "It's just
I have been catfished. I don't like that."
He's like, "It's just my hookup app."
Oh my God.
Oh, so it's
that's
he's
catfishing.
No, he's not catfishing because
it's
he's using
his face.
Picture. He's just using a different name and
that's
a different
age. That's still catfishing.
I think she's right.
It's a douchier version of catfishing.
I don't know if that's catfishing, because if it's just for hooking up, do you need to know my name if we're just going to bang it
out? What happens if you forget your name's Brian Mahoney? Who are you talking to?
This one is anonymous. It was sent to us on Facebook. LOL, I told my other half that when we were talking that I was volunteering at a dog adoption center. She thought it was the cutest thing ever, me playing with puppies all day. But in reality, I was there for community service. Laughing my ass off. Today is our anniversary.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So what is a lie that you've told somebody that you were interested in? Maybe it was something that carried on for a little bit too long. I mean, Mahoney was just advocating for lying about your name when you first meet someone. And Boozette, who's in chat, if you're watching along today on the live stream, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, she said, I don't disagree with that. I actually had a guy show up at my work.
Her name, she said her name is too
easy
common
to search. Yeah.
If you, that's like another reason why I was having this conversation with my wife yesterday. Like, if you name your kid something super unique or you mess up the spelling intentionally and so it's uncommon, you make your child so easy to find. And later on in life, people are going to be able to find everything else about them. Like, if your kid's name is John Smith, you're not finding nothing on him. I'm glad that I have a very common name. Like Dave Farah, we can find... Farah's not a super common last name. I mean, it really is
wide
across the country. But you search Dave Farah, and I mean, yes, to be fair, he is got a little bit of celebrity. You know, he was on Robot Combat League on the Sci-Fi Network
one season ago. Got canceled.
But you can find out a lot of stuff about you.
So this is an interesting one. Got texted over to us at 833-YO-DUMMY. I knew a girl in college who had a thing for Russians. She hooked up with a guy who faked a Russian accent, and that dude is now a sports reporter for the St. Louis Dispatch.
Oh, amazing.
Have you guys ever had friends that have done the fake accent?
Not that long. Like, I think yesterday you said faking, like, a job.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard of that casually. But not to an extent where you're changing, like, exactly your whole profession, but just, like, how well you're doing within that profession. Like, oh, I'm a manager at so-and-so, when you're really just, like, a cashier or something.
Joe said, I lied about my credit score. Also, who's asking about a credit score?
Oh, my gosh,
early on?
That's scary.
Job employers?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now, like, hey, man, why do you need this job? To get my credit fixed.
On our socials, this has actually come in 3 times at David Mahoney. Girth.
Also,
3 different times from 3 different people.
I wouldn't lie about that. You always downplay that. You gotta downplay that.
Well, maybe that's what they were lying about. So then whenever they saw it, it's like, whoa, that Pringles can really has changed.
No, they're going
really
the other way.
They really did redesign that. this is pretty funny. Brian said, I lied and told them that my family isn't that crazy.
Oh, that's just
because
so
by the
mean.
Time they're meeting the family, it's over, right?
Like, you gotta, I feel like you gotta know the level of neuroses that you're walking into in a relationship. Like, if you do have a crazy family, I feel like you have an obligation to tell your partner. Like, how, like, do you not, like, could you imagine?
No, no,
because I feel like that could, if I didn't know, if my wife had a horrendous family, like, the worst, and luckily she's got the exact opposite of that. She's got the best. But if her family was nuts, and she didn't give me a heads up on that, that would put a strain on our relationship.
Yeah, it's the same thing with, like, downplaying. You have to upplay how crazy your family is, because everyone's got a crazy family.
And then when they're not
that crazy. When they're just kind of crazy. When Uncle Jimbo passes out in the punch bowl at Thanksgiving, you're like, yeah, that's fine.
Or he's just wearing his favorite red hat at Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, there was actually one about politics that came through on here. And, like, I feel like you have to actually probably tell somebody whether or not you have a certain political standing.
What did they say on Instagram?
That they lied about who they voted for
voted for Hillary
when they actually voted for Trump
because they knew that the girl they were with was super liberal, which is and the politics thing is serious right now, right? Because everyone's so hyped
more so
up about
now.
It. Yeah.
More so now.
I have a girlfriend of mine who put that in her dating profile that was like, we have to agree on politics. And somebody actually responded and was like, you're an idiot for putting this in your profile because nobody's going to want you. And she was like, okay. No, she deleted the app.
I don't think so. I think that, like, if that is important to a person, then that is important to put in a profile. My wife and I, when we first started dating, we were a lot more polarized on our politics than we are now currently.
Yeah.
You know, so that it was interesting. But, like, I was just like, man, she's hot. I don't care.
I'll get over it.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been laid. Like.
Dave and Mahoney. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So what is a lie that you've told someone that you're interested in, and did it work or not? Not so much here. Shane, who is watching along on Twitch, said, in the 90s, my friends and I had business cards made that said we were part of the Zima Adventure Team. It didn't work.
Zima, for those of you who do not know,
I don't know,
was kind of the Truly or the White Claw.
The White Claw of the 90s. Yeah. And they actually tried to bring it back a few years ago. They did this big marketing thing before.
God, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And so Zima was the drink that dudes were, it was cool for dudes to drink, but the chicks loved it.
Yeah.
And it was same sort of thing, kind of like sparkly carbonated alcohol water.
They're kind of back, yeah.
And you drop a Jolly Rancher in it, and that was the thing back.
That's how you got the flavor.
That was the move, yeah.
That was the flavor. Oh, man.
I think I'd like that.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Rabbit Llama said, the worst that I've seen is when it's always a bunch of group photos on the dating apps, because you can only assume that they're the ugly one. But it's, you know, people obscuring the way they look too, right? I mean, you think about filters nowadays, and you talk about catfishing, Audrey. I mean, at what point do you say, this is too many filters now, I'm being disingenuous? It's one thing to lie about your name or your income, but it's also like, if you have a totally different face and you show up on the date, I'm probably going to be like, hey, man, that's
a little different.
That's false advertising.
Especially with the way the filters are now.
Right?
Like, I mean, I can look like I'm wearing a full face of makeup and actually just look like I rose from the depths of hell. Like, and nobody would know. Like,
so here's an interesting question, and I'm curious how you feel about this, Ian. Chucklehead said, what if you met a chick that lied and said she didn't have an OnlyFans but really did?
Ooh, good question.
I feel like they wouldn't lie about not having an OnlyFans. I feel like they just wouldn't tell you.
They wouldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But you'd find out immediately. Because with the way the internet is, anybody you date...
Would you? I feel like you can hide on OnlyFans pretty well. You don't know where mine is.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Do you? Yeah, I do. You're welcome, by the way.
So would it bother you, Ian, or not?
No, not one bit.
Okay, Audrey... Let me ask you this. Let's flip it. If you found out that a dude that you were dating subscribed to a whole bunch of OnlyFans, including somebody that you knew, how would you feel about it?
No, and I actually had to have this conversation with some of my girlfriends the other day, because they're going through this right now of them communicating with the person via OnlyFans. Is that necessarily cheating? In my eyes, the second you start doing the communicating, I mean, porn is porn, right? That's one thing. But if you're doing like the...
DMing.
That's a whole different world. Yeah, but I'm with you. Porn is porn.
Yeah, porn is porn or whatever. But like, if you're tapping into somebody who we know, though, I don't like that either.
That's not cool, because it's somebody that you know that...
let's go get some drinks later.
Then it becomes very, very real, way too fast. But what's strange about the whole DMing on OnlyFans is that you feel like there's still a barrier there. Like, it's still not real life, right?
Yeah. It's not like you get somebody's phone number.
Yeah, it's like...
It's less
egregious.
I would say it's below Instagram and even text messaging, but still this is definitely wrong area.
Ask yourself the question that always works. Would you be mad if your significant other was doing
it? Absolutely.
Because of course you would.
Yeah, could you imagine? Because flip the roles. Because it's usually, I mean, maybe some women are out there DMing a dude out there on OnlyFans, but let's flip if I'm out here texting another dude, the testosterone would rise through the ceiling. It would just like see red. No, you can't do that.
Ian, have you ever fibbed to somebody that you were interested in? Because you're a fairly dishonest person.
Oh, it's insane. Dishonest still to this day. I've lied to everybody. Probably the biggest one was that I had a job when I didn't. But we would still go out to dinners, and like, I would buy her stuff. But what I would do is I would go to like a Salvation Army, pay for like a couple of name brand shirts, or steal some of them, and then sell them to like Plato's Closet or like kind of consignment stores. And that's how I would pay for our dinners and stuff. But she thought I had a job.
You would steal from the Salvation Army?
Hey, man, I had to make ends meet.
Let's go to Dillard's.
Right? Man, we had to go to the buffet.
When most people say I need to make ends meet, they're talking about paying the light bill, not bumping uglies.
He wanted to make their ends meet.
Earmuffs.
Cover your ears.
We've all watched enough of those singing competitions over the years where they have somebody that shows up that cannot be convinced that they are awful at what they do. Like, they're standing there in front of the judges and they cannot believe. They're like, no, just these judges don't get it. I really am wonderful. And that's kind of where Cover Your Ears comes from, right? Like, a lot of people think that they're good musicians and then they record these songs and upload them to the internet, but in reality, maybe not so great.
Everybody lies to you. Nobody wants to hurt your feelings. Yeah. That's why I think Simon Cowell was able to create a multi-billion-dollar empire by actually
telling the truth.
Yep.
And in this case, it's your guys' job to figure out one, if you like these songs, but more importantly, the artist and the song. So some of these covers, they're just different. They're not necessarily bad, but let's not kid ourselves. Plenty of them are bad as well. So you're looking for the artist and the song. When you think you know the correct answer, you can ring in by saying your name. We've got 30 seconds from each one of these clips. So best of luck to both of you. We got a total of three and a bonus should we need it. Whoever gets more out of the three is going to be our winner today.
You're going down, honey.
30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Peeking a little bit there.
Just a little bit.
All right, Mahoney. So Audrey was actually singing along with it from the jump, but couldn't quite get there. What do you got?
It's Bush. Mm-hmm. Days Go By.
No. It's Vaseline.
Yes.
No!
And no. And no.
Glycerine.
Glycerine. Vaseline. That's sorry. We were talking about OnlyFans off camera.
That was Bush with Astro Glide. Yeah,
that's KY jelly.
KY green jelly.
Yeah.
So, three right. little pigs.
Mahoney gets a half point. Audrey gets no points.
I'm in stitches. I can't believe I just said that.
Creep.
Oh, God.
All right. So Mahoney with a half point on the board. Here we go on to number two.
Little hellions, kids feeling rebellious, embarrassed because their parents still listen to Elvis. They start feeling like prisoners, helpless, till someone comes along on a mission and yells,
bitch!
A visionary, vision is scary, could start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. So just let me revel and bask in the fact I got everyone kissing my ass. A disaster, such a catastrophe for you to see so damn much of my ass you asked for me. Me, well, I'm back, na-na-na-na-na. Fix your bent antenna, tune it in. You got it in the front of your skin. You're like a splinter, the center of attention. Back.
Hell yeah. All right.
With that country accent.
Give me
too.
A full point. Come on.
Eminem, Real Slim Shady.
No.
Oh,
no. It's Without Me.
Yes. God, you guys. So Mahoney now has a full point.
Why are we
point.
In the industry?
Audrey has a half point. All right, all right.
Oh, God, that was so good.
That was so good.
That was so good.
I want to just listen to
that. And does that guy have a...
Fix your antenna, tune it in. You got it in the front of your skin. Like a splinter, the center of attention. Back.
Ian, who is that guy?
This is Bev and Bob. So they're actually pretty well known for their karaoke covers on YouTube. If you guys ever get a chance, they post about three videos a week, and they are just hilariously bad.
Man, I want to see them
roasted
live.
In the chat.
And
right
they're
now.
Exactly what they sound like, by the way. They look exactly as they sound.
Beautiful.
I'm envisioning a Fu Manchu. Does at least one of them have a Fu Manchu?
Yes, Bev does.
So, Audrey, you need to get at least a half point here to stay alive, because if Mahoney gets a full point, he's going to win, okay?
Oh, man. Okay.
Here we go.
Turn to me as if to say, it's raining there for
I know it is, Mahoney.
You do? Oh, Mahoney.
What is that?
So I think that is either Weezer or Toto and Africa.
You win.
How?
He has to win with that.
Wow. Wow.
Was it the minute they went,
yes.
Yeah.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So you think it's almost bedtime. Like, what is your drink of choice right before you go to bed? Do you have a warm
sadness.
Glass of milk, a glass of wine, a glass of bourbon,
warm
a glass of sadness?
Milk?
Yeah.
No, no, that a lot used of people have like a warm glass of milk. Yeah.
Yeah, like a warm glass of milk for kids specifically.
I feel like that was big milk again.
Big
like
milk,
when
yeah.
you think about all the things we did as kids in like the 70s and 80s and 90s, it was all just somehow influenced by some big conglomerate that's just pushing their product.
Yeah, big milk, even like 2001 when everybody had the milk mustaches in the magazine spreads. Gross.
Well, what about this? How about a nice Pepsi right before bed? So Pepsi
never
is introducing a new enhanced water beverage that will help drinkers relax and fall asleep. The new beverage called Driftwell is scheduled to make its debut later this year, and they're saying that it is backed by science. The drink only contains 10% of the daily value of magnesium and 200 milligrams of L-theanine, I think. I think we're launching this at the time where there's more consumers interested than previously, given what's going on from a macro perspective, said Emily Silver, VP of Innovation and Capabilities at Pepsi's North America's beverage unit. Why don't you just try
melatonin or sleep
or wine or whiskey? Like, we already have the answer for this. Like, if you want to drink something to make you fall asleep.
Don't drink.
I guess.
Is it just like melatonin water?
I don't know what it is, but it's made by Pepsi, so I'm out.
Yeah, just for that reason. Oh.
It was Coke?
It was Coke product.
I'd try it.
They're like, here's the thing. If my wife was a Pepsi person, this wouldn't work out. But she's
You're so full of it. Because you drink alcohol by the gallon. Yeah. You eat meat. She does neither of those things. Yeah. But you're telling me that if she chose Pepsi over Coke,
there's a line that to be drawn in the sand, and that is one of them for me.
Get out of here. Ridiculous. So the attorney...
Anybody who is a soda connoisseur like yours truly knows that Coke is the superior product.
Sure, whatever. So the South Dakota Attorney General is in big trouble. His name is Jason Ravensburg. He reported hitting a deer on Saturday night after he left a political fundraiser. Turns out it was a person and he killed them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He knew there's a big difference between a person and a deer.
Yeah.
Also, if you hit the deer, you should stop too.
So his office said he immediately called 911 after the accident on a rural stretch on U.S. Highway 14. Did not realize he'd hit a man until the body was found. Also, if you immediately hit a deer and you're able to drive off, do you call 911? I don't think so. Like, all of this story just seems off to me. So the Department of Public Safety issued a statement Monday saying that he told the sheriff's office that he had hit a deer in his 2011 Ford Taurus. Sweet whip. The agency did not say whether or not he reported the crash in a 911 call. So the man, who was identified as a 55-year-old, was not found until Sunday morning. So this guy just drove off after he hit him.
God, that's horrible.
This is the attorney general in South Dakota. So cool move, buddy.
Yeah.
Did he just think that he was going to get caught? I feel like that's usually what happens when people flee the scene, is hoping they don't get caught for that. There's no way you hit a human and think it's a deer.
No.
Or antelope or wherever you are regionally. Well, there's just no way.
Because you would also see what you hit with the front of your car.
Yeah.
So there's that. So Franzia is now selling boxed wine and backpacks. I'm on board with this.
Oh, perfect for festivals.
Yeah, festivals, go to the beach. Beach day out there with a box of wine. Heck yeah, man. That sounds great.
How much?
The playground? Like,
going boating? Going snowboarding?
Yeah.
Playground.
It's easier to maintain your
What's this going to cost us?
$32 is the
That's
the price.
That's so cheap.
Yeah. Pretty reasonable.
Yeah, considering it's a box of wine, which is like, what, 3 or 4 bottles, something like that. Pretty good. They also have a new line of accessories, Franzia does. Beach towels, party cups, hats, socks, necklaces, and Franz for Life, which is the box Bluetooth speaker.
I'm in. That's a party. Like, let's get this so we can just, like, slap the bag right now.
Yeah.
You ever slap the bag?
Yeah.
Mahoney?
I don't really drink a lot of wine, so I'm good.
Have you ever taken the bag out of the box and, like, wrung it like it was a towel because you
Absolutely.
Want to get the...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like I was
at the
in
end
college
of your, toothpaste.
At one point.
Yeah, you just roll it, so you just get
every last drop.
But it matters how you roll the toothpaste, because if you are one of those, like, Shrek clamp people who, like, have it where it's all just, like, looks, like, dehydrated, you're a psychopath. You have to roll it.
No, you don't.
No,
it's
you don't.
It's a roll forward.
No, I don't roll my toothpaste.
When it gets to that point, I just...
squash it?
Yeah.
I buy my toothpaste at Costco, and I have, like, 20... inexplicably, I always feel like I'm out of toothpaste, and then I find 10 boxes somehow under the counter. So I've got more toothpaste than I know what to do with, so I'm just, like, willy-nilly. I will Hulk squeeze my toothpaste. I won't roll it. There's no rolling going on.
You just throw away half tubes of toothpaste, don't you?
That's what it sounds like.
No, the good toothpaste already came out. The rest is a bunch of garbage toothpaste that didn't know better than to come out.
It's not like it's backwash, man.
So this is a rather disturbing story. Police in Ontario are searching for a person who broke into somebody's house sometime between 1 a.m. and 8:15 a.m. this past Sunday. They entered the home through an unlocked back sliding door. The people who lived there were asleep at the time, which makes it even more terrifying, right? But what's interesting is that they didn't take anything. They just did one action. Any guesses as to what that one action is?
I know what this one action was.
I don't know.
They pooped. Guess where they pooped.
Oh, wait. It wasn't in the toilet?
It was not in the toilet.
God. Oh, no.
On the floor?
Where?
In the dishwasher.
Oh!
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You sold out again.
Message deleted.
How did we sell out again? Is he talking about because we're in
a new market?
A new market? Is that... Do we know the context here?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's the point of having a job.
Yeah,
is to sell out.
Dude, you want to pay me more? I'll sell out for more.
Yeah. If you want to make me independently wealthy, where I don't,
early retirement.
Yeah, I would love that. But no, man. And also we are expanding the brand. You know, Dave and Mahoney worldwide.
Yeah, everyone was accusing Joe Rogan of selling out because he went to Spotify for the $100 million and they didn't have some of his archived episodes up. The whole point of creating content is to sell it. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a beauty in creating content, but if you can't sell it, you're just sitting in your parents' basement making YouTube videos. It doesn't do anyone any good.
Also, you know, the art for the sake of art. What we do is not art. This is not. We are not some. We are not some tortured artist that is.
No one's
going to
look back on our arts in 150 years from now and go, "Wow, look at how revolutionary this was. How much it changed the world."
You know what I want? I hope that your drive to work is somewhat better. And at one point, while you're driving to work, you do this at least once. You know,
a slight chuckle.
Just the no air comes out of your nose at one point. That's what we're trying to do here. That is our goal, and to make it a little less boring on the way in.
That's about it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Are people over zombies now? I mean, I really hope so. I mean, it was cool for a while with The Walking Dead and everything, but I feel like it's ran its course. Also, people who are really into zombies are kind of annoying.
Message deleted.
That's so true, though.
I disagree. I like zombie movies.
I don't know. There's
the Romero movies?
People that are... I mean, that's one thing to like a genre of movies. It's another thing to go to the zombie apocalypse store and stock up on all this stuff.
Get that sticker off the back of your Jeep, please. Yeah. You are not a part of the zombie attack.
You're just mad that they're
going
to live and you are going to die when the zombie apocalypse comes.
I don't want to live through the zombie apocalypse.
I don't either, but...
Eat me first.
Good on them.
Eat me
first. Slowly.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can we just talk about this, too?
Sure.
The thing about zombie movies that we always thought was the most ridiculous is that people, we would know zombies were here, we would all just get our guns and we'd shoot them all. Yeah. America's the most armed country on the planet. That's what would happen.
Yeah. But the only thing is that we have, I wouldn't know how to shoot it. I could maybe
your
figure it out.
Would.
But what happens if he gets eaten first?
Then you got to run.
Oh, he'd be so mad if I said that.
I feel like...
He bought a tactical vest the other day and I was like, dude, where do you think we live? He's ready for the zombie apocalypse, I guess.
But, I thought we would be able to handle a zombie apocalypse. I really did. I thought we, as a country, especially America, we would be good. Yeah. Now, I am not so sure. I feel like with the stupidity that we have that has been exhibited over the last 6 months, we are done. Yeah. We're done in 3 weeks.
No way. No.
I'm gonna throw a piece of toilet paper at him.
If we could shoot COVID, we'd be fine. If we could just shoot it, I'm a good guy with a gun over here.
Hey, dudes. This is kind of out there, but do you like foxes? Do you like Arctic foxes or red foxes better?
Message deleted.
Ooh, that is.
I don't know if I've ever ranked how much which foxes.
No, an Arctic fox is beautiful because it's snow white and it blends in with the background, and they're so cute because they're always deep diving into snow piles.
I love them both. I don't think I could choose one over the other.
I always go Jamie.
Jamie Fox.
Yeah.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash.
Jeremy Renner's divorce has been going very, very badly for him for a long time, and it is not getting any better. So the Avengers star says that he was making $344,000 per month from the movies that he was doing, and that has totally dried up. And so now he's losing almost $20,000 a month, and he is saying that he should have his child support payments reduced. He's 49, revealed that his income in the latest documents show that he's not making any money right now because they're not doing movies. So he's saying that the payments should be brought down from $30,000 a month to $11,000 a month. He listed that his average monthly net income during the last 3 years was $344,000 per month, which is unreal. But in the midst of the pandemic, his net income has dropped to negative $18,000.
Whoa.
He says his monthly expenses total almost $98,000. He describes himself as an actor, singer, and songwriter in his new court filing.
Is he a songwriter?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah. He put out an album.
Oh, yeah. His
album.
Album's not bad.
It's also not good.
What kind of, what is it? Is it hip hop? Is it?
No,
is
it's, like, it, it's like him playing piano, right?
Yeah, it's more of a kind of loungy feel. Very Michael Bublé, if I may. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if I would be mad at
that. I don't think
that.
So either. I like a little Bublé action in the Christmas time.
And Jeremy Renner, I will say, handsome.
Very handsome,
handsome
guy. Very
but
charming.
But again, I know you two will disagree with me on this, but this is why I continue to fly the prenuptial flag. Every time we hear one of this, because Dr. Dre's ex-wife is asking for $2.5 million a month.
You don't understand how prenuptial agreements work.
Yeah, I do.
So it's prenuptial agreement, right? Yeah. So it's before you get married. So all of the money that Dr. Dre's wife is going after is money that he made while they were married.
But
they were married
so
for 25 years.
The way that my prenup works, the way that my wife and I's got, we have it specifically stipulated that all the money that we make while we are in a relationship,
need a lawyer on the line.
Mine is mine. Hers is hers. We had to go to several different lawyers.
Fair enough. That is not a standard prenuptial agreement, because the actual words prenuptial agreement, unless you come into a marriage, like prenuptial agreements work really well for people that, let's say Jeff Bezos were to get remarried. He's got all of this money right now. He's got billions of dollars. You try to protect that, right?
I think
Jeff. Somebody's got a nuptial agreement.
Yeah, you got a nuptial agreement.
Well, we made it before we got married.
And during
also,
and
I
post-nuptial.
Feel like if Jeff Bezos was smart, he'd probably get married and divorced again, because the only way, it turns out that he made an extra like $60 million somehow got all that money back, and an additional $60 billion on top of that.
Good lawyer.
So Michael Cohen is launching a podcast. Does anyone want a Michael Cohen podcast? I mean, I feel like Michael Cohen, for those of you that aren't familiar, he's the former fixer, the former lawyer for Trump. I feel like
went to prison.
Everyone hates Michael Cohen, right? Like, regardless of what side you're on, if you are a big fan of Trump, you're pissed because he sold out Donald Trump and is saying all this bad stuff about him. If you hate Trump, you also hate Michael Cohen, because he was Trump's guy for all of those years and doing all of this terrible stuff on his behalf, allegedly.
I just saw a picture of his face and it got a chill down my spine.
Oh, his voice is even worse.
Yeah.
And his first guest is none other.
Oh, gosh, who?
Then Rosie O'Donnell.
Mahoney.
Of course.
Mahoney has a thing for Rosie O'Donnell.
No, I don't have a thing for Rosie O'Donnell. Really? I was 12 years old or 13 years old and I watched East of Eden one time and it made me feel fine.
See, I like your intention.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So if you're having a hard time keeping that spark going at home during the lockdown and the quarantine, you're not alone. Half of couples say it's been tough to keep it going the last 6 months. According to a new survey, half of couples say it's hard to keep the spark alive during the 6 months of the pandemic. Three most common things that couples have done to try to get the spark back: at-home date nights, starting a new exercise routine together, and planning a trip that you'll take one day in the future.
Planning a trip is just so depressing, because we just don't know when, man.
Yeah.
That's the one I like. I get the home date night. I like that. I like those ideas. I know, didn't you and your husband do a couple of those at the beginning?
Yeah, so we did like the, essentially, we got dressed up, got ready, like we were going to actually go out, and we just ended up staying in, went out and got like really awesome steaks from a local butcher block, and kind of cooked at home and had some wine, and it was fun. But I mean, we didn't light the candles or...
You didn't light the candles?
No.
That's like the only move that I've got, is just light the candle so that way I can turn off all the other lights. It looks better this way,
trust
me.
That's true.
I feel like lighting candles is dangerous.
It's dangerous?
Yeah.
Mahoney's so... You're an old man trapped in a young body.
The nightstand and they fall off. And then the next thing you know, your house is on fire.
It's not going to be that acrobatic. And also, it's not like I have a bunch of extra gasoline poured on my floor.
It's more like... You're not like doing any kind of like crazy
leg moving. I'm very flexible.
Did you in a past life live in like 1888 and like have, was electricity then?
I don't know. When electricity was officially invented. But
in 1700s.
A guy stole a thong hanging out to dry and then realized only after it was too late that it was a dude's thong.
Hell yeah.
A 19-year-old guy in Japan apparently had a thing for stealing women's underwear. So a few weeks ago, he saw a thong hanging from a balcony of a ground floor apartment to dry, snatched it and ran, but he didn't realize that it was actually a 38-year-old man's thong. The cops were able to identify the guy from security footage, who was then arrested for theft.
I hope he snitched.
They also broke the news to him that it was a man's thong that he'd been doing with since he stole it. And he told them, quote, "No way it was for a man."
Love
it. It was.
Love it. Sucker.
And finally.
He should have known when it smelled like wood.
I started a fire in his pants.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, I mean, our scents are different, you know? Like, I mean, my colognes smell way more woody than your perfumes.
I would have thought more like cheese or something.
So a new discovery is...
You said you smelled like milk yesterday from your moobs.
Is opening the door to treating sexual dysfunction in men. Doctors at Northwestern University School of Medicine say a specific gene in the brain regulates sexual desire, making it possible for scientists to increase or decrease these impulses. Researchers say the key is a certain gene, and it's a certain area of the brain, and this gene converts testosterone to estrogen. Estrogen helps the male sex drive. Until now, scientists weren't sure how big of a role that this played in the process, but they say it is significant. So male mice see a 50% decrease in sexual activity if this particular gene is not firing, but they're saying they can manipulate it now. So,
Of course, that's exactly what we need, more
horny people.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if we could link all the other problems and diseases in the world to a dude's junk, we would find a way within like 6 months to cure it. Always.
It's true. I mean, you think about how much money Viagra has made.
Yeah, well, billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah. And now all the knockoff ones are also making all kinds of money by delivering them directly to your house.
Can we talk about the knockoff one, Roman? Have you seen those commercials on TV?
No, I haven't.
It's the guy with his son.
It's the kid created it because his dad was a dong doctor or a dongder, as I like to, or dongter.
Dongter?
Dongter. But he was a dong doctor.
Dr. Dong.
But it's like... That's not selling me on this product that, like, hey, me and my dad are open and we talk about this all the time. So,
how does
this
conversation even start? You're like, hey, dad, you want to go fishing this weekend? Cool, let's do that. Also, I have boner problems. Like, how does that come up? I don't understand. I mean, I understand that his father is a doctor, but it just seems like it's quite the conversation to have with dad. I mean, most people are embarrassed to even go talk to like a random doctor about it, much less dad.
Who is a doctor?
Dr. Dog.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine, out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.